silicone gel implants. You will be listening to a lecture about silicone gel implants. Silicone gel implants were introduced in the 60s as a tool for breast augmentation. What is silicone? What is the history of breast implants? Who can have silicone? What about all the silicone gel implant problems? Is silicone linked to any type of illness? Silicones are a family of chemical compounds. They are made of silicon, which is found in natural elements such as sand, quartz, and rock. When silicon is mixed with oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon, it becomes silicon. Silicon can be made in a variety of forms: low molecular weight form oil, middle molecular weight forms gel, and high molecular weight forms elastomers and rubbers. Silicon is not only found in breast implants, but is found in many other types of implants such as facial implants, artificial joints, drainage system to construct heart valves, and other cardiovascular prosthesis. The silicone gel implants of today are quite different than the one used years ago. However, silicone gel implants problems still exist. Before the 60s, scientists had tried and failed with many other types of non-medical grade silicone, such as paraffin, polyurethane, and sponges. These were injected directly into women's breast, which leads to many health problems such as lupus, rheumatism, body aches, fatigue, connective tissue disorders, and others. Because of all these problems, silicone implants received a ban from the FDA, the Food and Drugs Administration, in 1992, which prohibited silicone implants to be used anymore except under special circumstances. Women with congenital deformities such as chest wall defects, with abnormalities of the rib, sternum, or muscle. Women who had undergone a mastectomy or had serious injury to the breast or had ruptured implants that needed to be replaced. As for women who simply wanted larger breasts, implants, they would not be given silicone breast implants but would have to use ones that contained saline or salt water inside a silicone shell. These were still allowed to be used because if the implant ruptured, the saline would simply dissolve into the body with no side effects. Biological effects of silicone compounds in women have received a great deal of attention over the last 25 years. Both rupture and gel bleed may result in silicone going to other parts of the body. Concerns have included autoimmune disease and neurological disorders, infection, surgical risks, local complications, breast cancer detection. Breastfeeding, pain, and the risk of cancer have been taken into consideration. Autoimmune disease or connective tissue diseases such as lupus, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis. These are a group of disorders in which the body reacts to its own tissue as though it was a foreign material. These disorders can cause long-term serious disabling health problems. Symptoms may include pain and swelling of the joints, tightness, redness or swelling of the skin, swollen glands or lymph nodes, unusual and unexplained fatigue, swelling of the hands and feet, and unusual hair loss. Regarding cancer, some published studies indicate that breast cancer is no more common in women having breast implants than those without breast implants. As for local complications, some women lose sensitivity in their breasts, feeling in the nipple, and breast can increase or decrease. For breast cancer detection, breast implants interfere with the detection of breast cancer because implants can obscure the mammography image of a tumor. Implants therefore have the potential to delay the diagnosis of breast cancer. In conclusion, although silicone gel implants are restricted to clinical trials that are primarily for cancer patients and women with broken implants, a limited number of women can receive gel implants for first-time augmentation. Any woman who has had implant surgery with silicone gel implants since 1992 is required to be informed that the implants are not approved by the FDA and to be regularly evaluated by her plastic surgeon as part of the study in order to provide safety data that will help all women with gel implants. Out of all the studies that have been done, silicone has not been linked to any type of illness.